Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're excited about having our good friend Greg Kazera back on the show. Greg is he's a president and CEO of Learned Leadership. He's a previous president of Virginia Oil and Gas Association. He wrote the book Just the Fracks, Ma'am, and also Learned Leadership, which I think is his new one, right? Is that right, Greg, your new one?
Well, actually, Learned Leadership was first, but that's okay. It's doing real well, too.
Discover 10 Keys to Awakening the Leader Within You. Welcome back, Greg.
Good to be back, Jim. Always. Enjoy being on your show.
Good to have you back. So, okay, talk to us about where the oil and gas industry is right now. Let's talk about oil prices right now. Oil is making a little bit of a resurgence. What's it, around high 40s right now?
Right. It's slowly slipping back up. And that's why, I think when I was here last time, we were talking about gasoline was in the $1.80, $1.90 range.
I bought gas for $1.43 this year. $1.43.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that since, you know, I don't know. I can't remember when I saw that.
Well, I paid $1.29 in Ohio earlier in the year, and I could tell you, I was the last time I paid that for gasoline, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Let's just say that I've been on the planet a few decades. So
right.
That was a few moons ago. It really was.
So when one of the things that let's stick to oil for a second. What do you see happening? Do you see it? You see it hanging around in the 40s, or is it going to go above 50, or what? Do you think it's,
you know,
is it stabilizing?
The analysts, the people that I read and listen to, you know, I've heard some of them say $60 by the end of the year, but. If I'm a betting person right now, I'm guessing that we're going to probably see 50, maybe 55. And like I told you before, there's it's still, nothing has changed a whole lot. We've still got a lot of wells that are already drilled, ready to get fracked. And the only thing that they're waiting for is price. So I think as we see
when you got people who can't even afford to pump the oil they've already have waiting to come out. Then you're not going to be pumping anything new.
No, and we're still not seeing a whole lot of drilling. Although I did have lunch with a gentleman yesterday from a pretty large company up here, and he wasn't going to do anything this year. And he actually told me, he said, "Greg, you know," he said, "we're actually looking at maybe starting one or two rigs before the end of the year." So I guess the good news for the oil industry and for our country, Jim, is that it looks like maybe we bottomed and we're starting to see things start to head the other direction. And the other thing that happens with oil compared to a lot of other things is these wells do decline. I mean, as you pump
them, it
doesn't stay. So
they're starting to see
these declines.
I was talking to Leo Haviland, a Wall Street analyst, earlier this week, and I used the term equilibrium, you know, because what Americans need to realize is that there's a number out there that will produce a gallon of gas that we can use – that we can pump and can afford, that will also keep the oil industry, the petroleum industry, operating successfully, and that will continue to drive production. There's a number out there, and I don't know if that number is $45 a barrel or $55 a barrel. I know one thing: it ain't $100 a barrel, and it ain't $30 a barrel. So what do you think the equilibrium number is?
In my estimation, we're probably talking 60-ish.
Yeah.
And at $60 a barrel, I'd say we're probably talking, for the consumer, that would be like maybe $2.75.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much, Greg. I'm not going to let you have 60. No, yeah, okay, folks. So
If
Greg says, I wanted to know his thoughts, but he's an industry guy. So if Greg says 60, then I think the real number is probably closer to 50. Because see, Greg thought he was talking to Santa Claus, and
well, you know, I'm a small businessman too. So, but when I fuel my car up, it really, you know, I have to drive from here.
I don't want 275. I'll take 210, 220, something like that. Not 275, but there is a number though, isn't there? There's a number out there that doesn't seem, because when gas is at 143, that's a negative impact on the U.S. economy, isn't it?
Well, it's actually a positive impact from a consumer standpoint. Cause, I mean, think about
it. It is from a consumer. But I'll tell you, it seems we don't need companies going bankrupt because oil prices have dropped so much.
Well, no, and we're still having that. I mean, we're still, as an oil and gas industry, it's still on the edge. There's still people getting laid off.
So Greg Casera says that the equilibrium price is around 60-ish, he says, which he thinks is above that. But I think it's closer to 50. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about a little bit more about this topic after these messages. I've got an important question to ask Greg. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.